This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A 9-year-old boy shot his 5-year-old brother with an unsecured handgun in Cody, Wyoming last Tuesday. The two children were in a vehicle outside the KT Sinclair gas station on Sheridan Avenue in Cody. The 9-year-old boy was playing with a handgun in the car when he shot his 5-year-old brother in the abdomen. The boy's mother took the child to Cody Regional Health Emergency Department for treatment. The boy is expected to survive the shooting. Although the parents have been cooperative in the investigation, Gillette-based firearms instructor Frank Groth questions the use of the term negligence in the Cody Police Department's description of the discharge of the gun. Groth says that people should treat all guns as though they're loaded and never train the muzzle on something you're not legally and morally justified to shoot, Groth said. Groth said he doubts any given 9-year-old would know that. Groth said, "Now, can I expect a 9-year-old who I don't know what training they may have received from a parent or otherwise, can I expect him to know that? Probably not," said Groth. "To him, this is a gun. This is a cool thing that I can play with." That's why securing guns from children's free access is so important, Groth added. And even among adults, he said, firearm safety training and caution are also important. In another Wyoming criminal case resolved this year, a man in his early 20s unintentionally shot and killed his friend and pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter. It's unknown whether the parents will be charged with failure to secure a weapon and negligence in the boy's shooting. 3 people died in a small airplane crash near West Yellowstone, Montana. The plane had departed from West Yellowstone Airport just before midnight, July 17th, but then went missing. The U.S. Department of Transportation Aeronautics Division reported the aircraft could not be located, prompting a search operation. Based on the last known location from one of the plane's occupants' smartwatches, 2 search planes were dispatched. At 2:13 p.m., the search teams found the crashed plane in dense timber south of West Yellowstone near South Plateau Road. Gallatin County Sheriff Department Search and Rescue located the downed airplane and confirmed that all 3 occupants were deceased. The victims were extricated from the wreckage and transported to the Gallatin County Sheriff's Coroner. The deceased are 60-year-old Rodney Conover and 23-year-old Madison Conover, both from Tennessee, and 55-year-old Kurt Roby from Utah. The cause of the crash is under investigation by the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board. In another aircraft accident, 2 Gallatin County residents were injured Sunday, August 3rd, in a helicopter crash that now is under investigation by the FAA and the NTSB. The helicopter crashed around 6:30 p.m. Sunday, according to Captain Matt Boxmeyer of the Gallatin County Sheriff's Office. The helicopter went down in the Horseshoe Cottonwood Hills between Logan and Clarkston. The area is remote, rocky, and steep. Boxmeyer said a multitude of agencies responded due to the hard-to-access location of the crash scene. The 2 people in the helicopter were both alive and taken by air medevac to area hospitals. The helicopter was a Robinson R-44 Raven II, privately owned and operated by Dragonfly Flight Adventures, LLC, according to the Aviation Safety Network. The cause of the crash is unknown. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.